This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The biggest names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business, a man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports, brought to you by BetMGM.
The phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports rolls on. And what an hour we've got coming up for you here on this phenomenal Football Friday. 35 minutes from now, former NFL general manager, SiriusXM NFL radio host Tom Telesco will join the show. And I'm going to ask Tom, what's it like interviewing to be the general manager of an NFL team? What do you get asked? What do you prepare to say? And when you interview head coaching candidates, how does that go? I can't wait to hear what Tom Telesco has to say. A star on SiriusXM NFL Radio, Tom Telesco coming up in 35 minutes. We'll do more Kenny's Corner later this hour. Kenny's got some great sound for us to play and react to. We look forward to that. All of my bets for the football weekend, 1 hour from now, to begin the final hour, power hour, on this Friday. But we'll peel back the curtain for just a second. I want to tell everybody about what happened yesterday. So we're doing the show, and we're about to debut Kenny's Corner for the first time. Kenny Henderson playing a bunch of sound for us here on You Better You Bet from the day before in the world of sports and otherwise. And Kenny hits the intro, stunned like my daddy because he loves Lil Wayne. He's about to cue the first soundbite, and the news comes down like out of a sitcom or out of a movie. Mike McDaniel fired by the Miami Dolphins. And in that moment, I'm like, all right, well, this is what we got to do. And I immediately text our guest at this time, John Jastrzemski, from The Ringer. If you're a New York sports fan, you have to be subscribed to New York, New York, which is it is outstanding New York sports talk. New York, New York is the podcast. He fronts The Ringer sports betting coverage. We're a BetMGM show, but look, they're on FanDuel TV, and we can say that because we're all friends here, and there's enough money for all of us to make. My friend John Jastrzemski. Hey, John, or JJ, can you come on? Couldn't work it out yesterday, so here he is with us today on Twitter at John_Jastrzemski. JJ, welcome back, my friend. Happy Football Friday.
Nikki, I am fired up to be with you, number one. Number two, I apologize I was unable to be with you, so you got me literally right in the middle of me doing my pick segment. It was like Todd McShay, pick segment, McDaniel fired, gambling pod, only like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yes, the things you get paid to do, as opposed to this, which you're doing out of the kindness of your heart.
No,
I can certainly understand.
That. I drop anything to come on with Nick Kostos. That's absolutely true. But you almost have to understand, for someone that is identifiable for like Yankee fans and Knick fans. There's something about the Dolphins because, I don't know, maybe there aren't that many New York Dolphin fans, or if there are, you know, it's just like I'm the guy. So when news like this breaks, I get 10 zillion texts. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I feel like I am the liaison and the point person to giving everybody what they need one way or another, whether it's flesh, whether it's meat on the bone. I'm happy to do it. And I'm definitely happy to do it for you.
All right. Also, I love that. And just for people nationally, because JJ and I are both from New York, might be surprised, New York Dolphins fan. Like, how does that happen? Like, I'm a couple. How old are you? Like 33, 34?
No, I'm older, unfortunately. I wish I was 33. I'm 37. I'm all going to be 38 in May.
All right, I'll be 43 in June, so I'm 5 years older than you. And yeah, so I'm a little older than you, so I guess I say that to say this, that I had more Marino than you did, right? So there were a lot of kids that I grew up with that love, because the Dolphins also have cool uniforms, right? That love the Dolphins because they love Marino. So I had a couple kids that I grew up with that you would think would be Jets or Giants fans, JJ, that love the Dolphins because they love Dan Marino.
Well, that was me. Marino at the end, Ace Ventura, and yeah, badass uniform. So you put it all together. And the fact, Nick, that when I was getting into the formative years of being a football fan, the Jets and the Giants were absolutely dreadful. What else is new? It's like a time warp, except the Giants, I guess, were coming off Super Bowls, but I was too young to remember those Super Bowls. So it was like Dave Brown Giants, and it was like Rich Coat type Jets. That's why I didn't root for New York football.
And 94, correct me if I'm wrong, and we'll get to current, I promise, we'll get to present day in a second. 94 is the fake spike game, right? When the Dolphins beat the Jets,
sure,
Marino to Ingram.
Sure is.
That's the first, that's the Dave Brown year as the Giants quarterback. It's 94.
So fake spike game and a crushing Dolphin playoff loss to the San Diego Chargers, who went on to win the AFC that year. Now, the silver lining, even if Marino got back to that Super Bowl, could have gotten absolutely waxed by the 94 Niners. So that gives me a little peace of mind, you know?
So it would have been a nice little bit of synergy there. Waxed by the Niners in 84 and then waxed by the Niners in 1990. That Steve Young Niners team was not going to be stopped in Super Bowl 29, no matter who they played in that game. All right, let's get to present day. So your team fires Mike McDaniel yesterday. Thoughts that maybe John Harbaugh is going to be, I don't see that happening. Lay it out for us here. Your emotions as a Dolphins fan, McDaniel out. Who do you want, et cetera?
It's pretty simple. I want John Harbaugh. And I got to be honest, Nick, if you would have told me 48 hours ago that John Harbaugh would be coaching the Miami Dolphins, I would have said you're certifiably insane. The Dolphins do not have the quarterback. The Dolphins do not have the cap space. If we're going to go and break down all of the openings from a football perspective, they're one of the worst job openings you can find with their situation, with Josh Allen in the AFC East, with Drake May and Mike Vrabel in the AFC East. So what's changed between Tuesday and Thursday? Well, the Dolphins out of nowhere go and put this Alexander on the GM list, where the three GM frontrunners were all Mike McDaniel people.
And by the way, I need to interrupt you to tell you this, because this is like, this news just came down like literally seconds ago from ESPN's Adam Schefter. The Dolphins have hired a new general manager. It will be Packers Vice President of Player Personnel, John Eric Sullivan. So it's not Chad Alexander as the Dolphins general manager.
You know what? That changes serious calculus now, because a lot of people looked at Alexander from his Ravens ties and said, hey, there's your GM. There's your head coach. There's the John Harbaugh synergy. This Packer GM coming in, I wonder if the Packer defensive coordinator now moves top of the list. You know what I mean, Nikki? Like, that was the thought process with Harbaugh, that it was, hey, GM opening, head coach opening, build it from the ground up. That was the case for Miami. From a football sense, tough to find that case, to be perfectly honest with you.
Lead us through your emotions in this moment. You were literally just saying how, like, you think Harbaugh can... And now I have delivered this news. How do you feel in this exact moment as a huge, huge sports fan and huge Dolphins fan?
It's funny. I thought 24 hours ago the chances of John Harbaugh going to the Dolphins were really good. Now I think they have diminished dramatically. Maybe you got to get your John Harbaugh quarter zip hat and all that good stuff for the New York Giants. Maybe the Giant Harbaugh train is back on board if he can stomach the idea of working with Joe Shane.
Oh, please. Yeah, he's going to tell John Mara, I ain't answering to Joe Shane.
Yesterday on my show, if the Giants are serious about hiring John Harbaugh, and he comes in and says, look, I want the job under one condition. Shane's got to go. He should be fired in 5 seconds.
So, I mean, God, he should have been fired five months ago. 100%. No, I'm with you here. Now, only because you mentioned Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley maybe being a Dolphins candidate now that they've hired the Packers vice president of player personnel, John Eric Sullivan, that news breaking moments ago. You know, when it comes to Harbaugh, I said this a couple days ago, and I think I'm going to be right about this if the Packers lose. And whether or not we agree or disagree that it would be the right decision, I actually think it would be the wrong decision. But there's a lot of smoke, JJ, that if the Packers lose tomorrow night, and we'll get to all the wild card bets, right, for Super Wild Card Weekend, if they lose to the Bears, that Matt LaFleur could be out of a job. Would you want Matt LaFleur potentially?
Oh, my God, 5 minutes. I can have him in 5 minutes. He takes teams to the playoffs every year. Look at what he did with Malik Willis. Yes, I would take Matt LaFleur in 5 minutes.
Is it your sense that John Harbaugh will be the next head coach of the New York Football Giants? And if not Harbaugh, what do you think happens?
So this is wild to me, Nick. I want to take you through the roller coaster of emotions of the past week.
Let's do it.
Monday, I'm like, Kevin Stefanski is going to be a Giant head coach. And I love it. I think I've gotten into arguments with people on Kevin Stefanski. Cleveland is the abyss and wasteland for football since they rebooted the franchise. He won a playoff game in Cleveland. He took a team to the
playoffs. Beat the Steelers in that playoff game.
They never, ever beat. And I know he was on the couch and had COVID. Sorry, he gets the win. That's number one. Number two, he had a team with five different quarterbacks. Not one, not two, not three, not four. Five different quarterbacks. And took them to the postseason. Kevin Stefanski can coach his ass off. So if he ends up with the New York Giants, I'm thrilled. Because I have a quarterback that I like, I have pieces on the roster that are appealing, and I'm getting a capable, quality head coach. Okay, that's where I was Monday. Harbaugh becomes available, and look, the resume speaks for itself. It's tough to say no to John Harbaugh. The guy wins double-digit games every year. He's won a Super Bowl. The Giants need a program. He'd build you a program. Then the Dolphins stuff comes out. Here's what I would say from a Giant perspective. It's very simple. Kevin Stefanski or John Harbaugh needs to be the next head coach of the team. I don't care who it is. Either way, the Giants are in great shape. Stefanski or Harbaugh. And I believe Jackson Dart said that on the sideline of the Ole Miss game yesterday. So
yeah, the lip readers had that, right? Had Dart gets people that miss this. Dart's on the sideline for the Ole Miss-Miami game, and someone asks him who's going to be the coach, and he says, Harbaugh or Stefanski, I don't know. And the lip readers have got that, and people can check that out on social media.
Well, maybe the quarterback is willing that into existence. And you could have a preference of Kevin Stefanski. I think you're well within your rights because of his offensive acumen. You could clearly have a preference of John Harbaugh because of the resume. You're a Giant fan. I give you one of those two options. I know you like Stefanski. You would take either one.
I would take either one.
Of course. How could you not?
I mean, off of.
You'd be an idiot to say otherwise. And you're not an idiot. But any Giant fan who's trying to talk themselves out of either one of Stefanski or Harbaugh, it's just not paying attention to the NFL. That's all.
You're the perfect person for me to say this to because you're a Dolphins guy. I am not trolling. I mean this sincerely. I like both of your former head coaches. I think Brian Flores should be a head coach. How about this? Because you asked me Harbaugh or Stefanski. If it's not one of those two guys, I want Brian Flores as the Giants head coach.
And I'm totally cool with that. And you take McDaniel as the OC.
Oh, my. Honestly, if you told me Flores and McDaniel, I would take that over Stefanski or Harbaugh and McDaniel.
Here's the problem with that, though. Brian Flores sued your football team.
I know.
And sued your owner. So from a calculus standpoint,
it does seem to be an issue.
It's kind of hard to become the next head coach of the team when it's like, hey, Mara family, you know, about that lawsuit.
Let's say that John Mara called, and I'm making this, like Joe Shane calls Flores' agent. Like, hey, like, we'd like to potentially hire you. I don't know this. My guess is he dropped the lawsuit. I don't want to speak for him. I don't know. I think he should be a head coach again. I'll just say that.
I would agree. And his tenure in Miami is going to age well because of what has happened with Tua. Now, again, a lot of revisionist history around the Brian Flores Tua stuff, because if you know anything about Chris Greer in Miami was a pretty subservient GM. So there might have been some disagreements, but at the end of the day, Chris Greer did what the head coach wanted him to do. I think Flores and Tua was more of a souring over a 2-year window when Tua was in the building And Brian Flores just watched him and is saying to himself, I'm not getting the quarterback I had that was moving around at Alabama, and grew incredibly frustrated. But Brian also built terrible offensive staffs. That's why for him to be a bona fide star as a head coach, he needs to get the right offensive coordinator, like, desperately. So I don't know if there would be a synergy with Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel has so many friends in the league. If you're not on his list, it's probably going to be hard to hire him because Quinn knows him well. Campbell apparently is all in on the idea of getting him. It feels like everybody is Mike McDaniel's buddy. So that's going to be a tough, tough hire if you don't have a relationship. But if it's Brian Daboll with Brian Flores, and maybe that's what we see in Vegas, I'm with it. I think it's a good hire.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Could you imagine? I think there's a chance McDaniel might get another head coaching job. We'll see. Maybe Cleveland, right? Has been the one.
If he's getting a job anywhere, it's Cleveland because of the ties he has to the organization and the fact, Nick, that nobody wants that Cleveland job. Nobody.
And, you know, just to be fair to Mike McDaniel, Robert Mays from The Athletic tweeted this yesterday, and I think The Athletic football show is awesome. I think he does a great job. And I think he might be right about this. Just that if Mike McDaniel, and people can disagree with this, but if Mike McDaniel is someone that we say, like, could be an offensive coordinator for any team in the league, maybe he should just be a head coach, if that's the case. I think it's just interesting food for thought as we move forward this offseason. All right. You Better You Bet on this Friday, Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM. John Jastrzemski from The Ringer is our guest. New York, New York, and fronts The Ringer's betting coverage. He is one of us, #one of us. Loves to bet on games. Let's talk about Super Wild Card Weekend. You want to go in chronological order here? Give us a quick take
me.
On every
Whatever
game?
You want to do.
All right, there is no surprise. We'll go in chronological order. Let's start with the first game tomorrow, which is the Rams and the Panthers. LA, a 10.5-point road favorite at the Panthers. Total of the game is 46. Do you have a betting thought on this one?
I have a rule. I can't take an underdog in good faith if I think they have zero chance to win the game. And Nikki, I think Carolina has zero chance to win the game. You're telling me Carolina, who beat the Rams a month ago in a fluky, weird game with a pick six, a little bit of an emotional letdown for the Rams, was a sleepy 1 o'clock December window game for them, now all of a sudden are going to get beat by Carolina again? I can't see it. Now, full disclosure, you are going to be sweating a big time backdoor cover if you go and lay it with Los Angeles. You're going to sweat it. I don't think it's a game where Los Angeles is going to go and win by 24, 27 points. But if I can't come on your show and make the case that Carolina can, dare I say, have a chance to win the game, I don't want to be a fraud and say, oh, take the 10.5. Therefore, the game will be closed. So you just got to hope it's close. No, the Rams are healthier. The Rams, to me, are the best team pound for pound in the NFC. I think they're the best team in the league when they're right, when they're healthy. And I think this is a flex spot for them. So, yeah, they'll be up 17, and I'm going to have to hold on for a backdoor cover. But give me Stafford. Give me Nacua. Adams is back. He's going to score a touchdown. A lot of Kyron Williams in the second half. Give me the Rams.
Yeah, I, I, I don't know if I'm going to lay the Rams, but I'm with you that the Rams are going to win. I'm gonna have the Rams as part of like a money line parlay piece with games.
You, me, and everybody else in America, which is scary, but well, it's still, you know, the right thing to do.
I'll say, like, listen, sometimes everybody wins. And that will be a leg of the parlay. I don't know if the parlay will win, but I think that'll be a leg that wins. Give me a quick thought on the Eagles and Niners, because I don't know if I actually might lay Philly. I love Philly in the game. Philly money line feels good to me. You agree, Eagles, Niners here in like 30 seconds?
So I do. The problem I have, though, and it's a big problem, the Eagle offense is still broken. I don't care how bad the Niner defense may be. Are the Eagles going to put up margin in this game? That's why I'd be hesitant to go and lay the number.
I did this take on the show yesterday. Just want to see if you like it or not. I said the Eagles offense has been impotent this season. The Niners defense will be Viagra on Sunday. That's not bad, right?
Yeah. I feel like I'm the guinea pig for the stand-up comedy. I'm in.
I already did it live. I just wanted to see
nice.
If you liked
you get
it or
more
not.
Approval.
I said we would go in chronological order, but Bill Zimmerman reminded me that we have to take our second break at 32 minutes past the hour. So, JJ, I'm going to group a bunch of games together. Packers-Bears tomorrow night, pick the winner, 44.5. Bills-Jaguars Sunday afternoon, pick the winner, 51.5 the total. Sunday night football, Patriots and the Chargers, New England, 3.5 and 46. Do you have a favorite or like a couple bets that you like out of that set of games?
All right, two. I absolutely love the Green Bay Packers. I know you mentioned LaFleur being on the hot seat. Why are the Packers off a four-game losing streak in Chicago as a 7-seed favorite in the game? That, to me, is all you need to know. The Bears' defense is fraudulent. I love Green Bay, and I may have egg on my face, and I may be mocked by my boss for this one. I love the Los Angeles Chargers getting 3.5. The Jesse Minter factor, Herbert's third playoff game, Harbaugh, if not now, then when, against the Patriot team that played Cupcake City? And then I got to throw in one more for good measure. Texans, it's over for Mr. Rodgers. He had his moment in week 18. There's going to be a reckoning against that Texan defense. So Chargers, Texans, Packers. I gave you three.
I like two of those three. I like the Packers. We'll talk more. And I do think there's like a win thing that we'll talk about next hour on the show. I love the Chargers. I think the Steelers will beat the Texans. So I'll talk about that.
Wow.
Now look, like last night, JJ and I went heads up on the game as JJ texted me during the game. Who do you like? I was like, I like Ole Miss. You know, JJ had Miami. Miami wins by four, and JJ won and I lost. So tonight, I think we are on the same side with Oregon and Indiana, but let's find out and make it official. JJ, current side and total of this game at our show sponsor, BetMGM. Indiana, 3.5, 48.5 the total. What do you like Indiana, Oregon here to wrap?
I've bet the Oregon Ducks. Their defense was unbelievable the last time we saw them. And I know Indiana got the better of Oregon in the first matchup, but I think Lanning having that film on Mendoza, getting a look at those Indiana wide receivers, I think it's going to be advantageous here. And Nikki, we like to dial into this. This line opened up at 4. Indiana's the public darling. Everybody loves them, right? Everybody can't get enough of Cignetti. Everybody can't get enough of Mendoza. And yet the oddsmakers are more than cool to lower that line a half point. I think that tells you something. I think it's a field goal game, but I think Oregon live to go and win outright.
Quack, quack, baby. I'll be on the Ducks tonight, plus the points as well. JJ is the best. JJ does all the betting coverage for The Ringer. You can watch him on FanDuel TV with our friends Cousin Sal, our friend Raheem Palmer, our buddy Anthony DeBundo on the show. A lot of friends of You Better You Bet. You can check all of that out. His New York sports-centric podcast. If you're in the New York metropolitan area, you absolutely have to be subscribed to New York, New York on Twitter at John_Jastrzemski. My friend, you're the best. I appreciate it. Sorry to break that news about the Dolphins hiring the Packers VP of player personnel.
Yeah, I mean, going from
Alexander,
John Harbaugh to Jeff Hathaway is incredibly underwhelming. So thanks for that, Nikki. Thanks for that.
Good luck with the bets this weekend. Go Oregon. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, bud.
JJ joining us here on You Better You Bet. He is the absolute best. And again, New York sports fan, New York, New York, on Twitter at John_Jastrzemski. I know he loves the Dolphins. He held that together really well there. Basically telling him, hey, like, you're probably not getting John Harbaugh, which, you know, I said on the show yesterday, like, John Harbaugh's not going to Miami. No disrespect to the Miami Dolphins. Actually, I am disrespecting the Miami Dolphins. John Harbaugh ain't going to Miami. Tom Telesco joins us coming up later this hour. On the other side, I'm going to tell you, the listener, and you, the viewer, why Washington quarterback Damond Williams did his best George Costanza impersonation over the next couple days. You Better You Bet on a Friday. Westwood One Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback.
I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.